This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection. What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning into the E-Square Podcast, the most excellent podcast. I'm your host, Easy Mo, and today we got the beautiful, the bossy, the talented. Everybody give it up for the Ladies Room LV. Let's go. We are live with the E-Square Podcast. I'm your host, Easy Mo. Today, we got the ladies' room in the building. Yo, you guys came deep as fuck today.
Gang, gang.
You guys want to introduce yourselves or you want me to? Or Go ahead.
Bet. So, I'm Courtney. I am the CEO and owner of the ladies' room LV.
Hello.
Period. You can follow us on Instagram at the ladies' LV. My personal is Courtney Coco. Yeah.
Next up, this is like classroom, like stand up and introduce yourself. It's like, yo, I hated that shit. So go ahead.
Well, I'm Morgan, but like some people call me Sunny. But my handle on Twitter and Instagram is Sunny Zoldick.
Cool. Next.
My name's Madison. I dance for the Ladies Room. Ladies LV. My Instagram is M Holtzman with three N's.
Three ends, okay.
Hi. And I'm Sasha. My Instagram is Sasha Fierce with two E's. And I dance with these girls too.
Cool. We got some dancers in this motherfucker, man. Yo, you guys have been killing the game. I've been seeing you guys everywhere. Dizzy Rise video, just on Instagram, like going crazy. Yeah. So how did Ladies Room come to be? How long has it been going on? You know how to start.
So I started the Ladies Room LV last year, so February of 2019. Mm. And basically, I lived in LA for a while. I went to school. Mm-hmm. And then when I graduated college in 2018, I used to dance and stuff when I was out there. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of came home and there just really wasn't much going on, mm-hmm. you know? And I was just like, you know, like I want a place where I can like make friends. We have something in common, mm-hmm. other than like, cause like Vegas is weird. So, you know, like it's weird out here, or it's weird coming back and trying to make friends. I just created the class, and it literally took on like a life of its own. Mm-hmm. And then people were seeing us, and they're like, "Oh my God, can the Ladies Room come perform?" And I'm like,
"Damn,
it's kind of like a class. It's not really like I can't bring 50 girls to come perform." So it was just in super high demand. Mm-hmm. So then I just literally handpicked girls that like consistently came to my class like all the time. And I was like, do you want to be a part of a group? Yeah. And then we started performing
Are you guys going to be like a Destiny's Child and start singing and shit and doing all that? No,
hell nah. But if you ever want to, we're going to be on top of every tour, music video, all that shit. We're trying to do all of it, commercial, backup, all that.
Yeah, you guys are doing the right things for sure, because as just like an outsider looking in, you know, I'm born and raised here. I've been on like the little creative scene for a while and mm-hmm. in the music scene and shit. And so, you know, when I see something dope, you know, now I got the podcast going on, so I want all the dope people to come up here. Yeah. So you guys are definitely like, you know what I'm saying, killing it. I see.
Hey,
let's make a toast real quick. Yeah. Anybody want to? I'll make a toast. Yes. Let's make a toast to the Ladies Room. Let's make a toast to women in general.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And boss ladies. You know what I mean?
So let's go. Cheers.
Cheers. That was a good one, huh? Mm. Ah, yes, sir. That tequila.
Okay.
Drink the pain away. Drink the pain away.
Oh, listen.
She said one more.
Yeah. See, that's my problem is when I start, I can't stop. Keep going.
Yeah.
Alcohol don't taste that good.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
You
it's
okay?
all in your head. Yeah, I'm good. Why am I turning red? You know, I'm white and shit. We turn red. We get drunk. So how did you ladies start? Like, how long you guys been with the Ladies Room?
I've been with the Ladies Room for like quite some time. I started because, I mean, I've always like known of Courtney, and we've like followed each other mm-hmm. on social media. We went to high school together, and
out here,
mm-hmm. Where? Out here. Arborview. Yeah, we went to Arborview.
Oh, okay. I went to Legacy.
But okay.
Yeah.
So I was on my high school dance team, and I had like worked at Millennium, and then after I had moved, I had saw that her class was like right across the street from my house. So then like I just went, and Lily just, and now we're here.
Yeah.
Never left.
Right for real. Straight up.
Yeah. That's dope. What about you guys?
When Corny first
get the mic a little bit closer. Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So when Corny first started, literally when it was just like just a clash, just to get together, just to see who will pull up, like I was there. And then
did you guys know each other before?
No.
Oh, okay.
Each other prior. No.
Cool.
And then I moved away for like a year. I just came back, and then I just jumped right back into.
Where'd
it.
You go?
LA. Okay. I was doing classes out there and stuff, but the dance scene out there is a lot different.
Yeah.
It's not as welcoming. No matter like what level you are,
yeah,
you know, it's not as comfortable. So
why do you think that is? Because I lived in LA too, so I was gonna say like it's just the
I
vibe.
Hate
is
LA.
Like,
oh,
yeah.
It's competition. Like everybody with a dream and a passion, like the industry, that's where you go, and everybody's at each other's necks about
it's
it.
Cutthroat
like,
out
yeah,
there,
super,
yeah.
And it's so expensive.
Yeah.
So niggas need to eat. Niggas be hungry.
Yeah, that shit is ridiculous. I don't know. Like I love going to LA. It's just right up the street. But as far as living there, never again.
Fuck. Never. I say the same fucking thing. About I hated that place.
Yeah.
No.
Right. And then COVID hit, so it's like really shut down. Like the first time I went to a restaurant was coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just.
It's crazy, huh?
I don't
want to
be out there.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. Sasha, let's hear the story.
So I'm not from here, but a big choreographer came out to Vegas, and Aaliyah Janelle and Courtney was like promoting her class, and I was like, oh, bet. So I just like blew up Courtney's DM because I didn't know nobody. So I was like, okay, where do I go? Okay, what side door? I don't know where I'm at.
Girl.
Like, oh my God, I was a.
And I was like, who is this?
All she had was like mountain pictures and shit. I'm like, what do you
I'm a big hiker, so but yeah. So then I like pulled up to class, and then I just started going ever since.
Where are you from?
Texas.
Oh, okay. So what brought you out here?
I had family. Well, I have family out here, and I have my grandma. And then I just moved out here to be closer to her and to take care of her. So
do you like Vegas so far?
Yeah, I've had some different chapters like living out here. Like I moved out here with an ex, and like going from a shell to like not having like my friend group, and we just be literally living our best lives.
Yeah.
So.
How long you been here?
Since 2016.
Okay, so you kind of settled in now.
Yeah, like I've gotten used to it and stuff. It's still different compared to the South.
I've never really heard any successful like moving with your significant other story, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I 12, 10, don't recommend.
Oh, man.
No.
12 out of
10. 12 out of 10, don't recommend, damn. But you definitely should do it before y'all get married.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not after, no way.
But no rush, though.
No rush.
Ever.
Yeah, but it needs to happen before marriage. Like, please.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, no, I mean, that relationship shit is... We can get on that. Y'all want to talk about that? Y'all single? Here we go. Look at you. Look at she covered her face. No. Are you guys all single or what?
I am.
Yeah, single as a Pringle. Single.
Single as a dollar bill.
Y'all all single? That's why y'all all hung over today? Y'all out in the club partying all night and
shit?
Nah. Not the club.
Is that what happened last week? Y'all was hung over, huh? Yeah, at Bond's party?
No, last week I really just had a bad week.
Oh, okay.
I just had a bad week.
No, because I seen you at Bond's party the night before. I was like, she must have just stayed.
I was just being a good friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love him. I love Morgan. So I was supporting.
Yeah, for sure. But we're here now, so I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You got to take it easy on the tequila, man. Look at me. My shit's almost done.
Well, I mean, but tequila is amazing.
Tequila is
okay, but like, what is your favorite, like, alcohol? Like, what's your favorite?
Mezcal. I usually get mezcal with an orange slice.
Oh.
On ice.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm a bartender. Like, that's what I was doing before COVID hit. And then, obviously, I'm not going back to work, so... But it's like... Mezcal is like... You guys know what mezcal is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's my shit, though.
Okay.
But I'm not really a... mixed drinker, like all the sugar and all that shit.
No.
Even this, like, you guys like high fructose corn syrup? Oh, it's the second ingredient. Look at you.
Yeah. That's why you gotta get a different brand. You gotta get real ginger ale.
Sponsor me, ginger ale.
Yeah.
I love you.
You gotta
bring
get
me the sponsor.
Real.
I'll drink all your shit, I swear.
Yeah, why? It's crazy how big tequila has gotten.
Oh, no, for real.
Like,
for real.
People used to hate tequila. Yeah,
that was me.
For
niggas
real?
Was not... Oh, I'm sorry, can I cuss on this? Okay. Yeah, but yeah, people was not fucking with tequila, and everyone's like, "Oh, tequila, tequila." Yeah. And I'm like, I mean, I turned all my friends into tequila drinkers because, bitch, I drink tequila.
Yeah.
But I've been drinking tequila.
Yeah.
And it's like, it be going crazy now.
Yeah, I used to be on that hen and that hen dog. Okay, oh, man, that's trouble.
Ghetto. I love that.
That's ghetto.
Yeah. I love cognac.
Yeah, no, I can't do it. That shit make me like, you know, tequila gave me feeling myself, but. I don't know about that Hennessy, man. That shit get me like
kind
of rowdy, aggressive.
Ghetto.
I want to freestyle in somebody's ghetto. Ear. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it make me feel sexy.
Really?
Dark liquor. It's dark liquor. Oh, yes. Me too. I get quiet.
Right.
Hell no. Hell no. All right, so let's see. I got a whole list for you here. So are you guys like, so you say you grew up on, or you danced on your high school team and shit?
Yeah.
So do you guys all same thing with everybody? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You went to Arborview too?
No, I went to Arborview with her, and then like we both end up moving schools. So okay. She graduated from Cane Springs.
Oh, you went to Springs?
Yeah.
Oh, we probably know hella people then.
Yeah. Cane Springs legend, bitch.
Period. And we went to Silverado.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you guys moved across the fucking world.
Yeah, like around over here. Yeah. Like around this area too. Yeah. So for sure.
So yeah, we were on dance team together. So we knew each other
since I moved to Las Vegas. Okay. So.
Where'd you move from?
I'm from Detroit.
Oh, okay.
I'm from here. We didn't even say that.
Oh, you're born and raised? Yeah. There we go. Court, you
born
and raised?
Same with me. Born and raised here. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to tell people I was born and raised, and they're like, "What?
No,
like,
seriously.
You know what I mean? Like, seriously. Is it that crazy?
When I went to college, people were like, "Wait, so you like have a house?" They're like, "Do you live on the strip?
Live in a hotel? Like what?
Exactly.
Like, no, I have a house.
It's so funny. Or people really think you live in LA.
People
are like, if they're not anywhere near like from like the West Coast, people really be like, "Oh, you live in LA?" No, I said I live in Vegas. I'm like, people think Vegas and LA is like in the same place.
It basically is now. No, what seriously. The fuck? Hey, everybody that's moving here from LA, go home.
Take your shit.
Go the fuck back home.
I know everyone invaded y'all shit. All the influencers done fucked y'all up. Look, I understand, but go to Arizona.
What do you mean? What do you mean influencers fucked them up?
LA, dude, so many people have moved to LA.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so many influencers, so many, like, because LA is crowded as fuck.
Yeah,
like,
it's the place to be, though.
Over.
Yeah, but it's really not the place to be.
Well, no. Okay, no. It is dirty as fuck.
It's not even about it being dirty. It's the place to be if you are in that influencer
realm. That's what I'm saying,
But like, other than, like, nah. But see, even if you're an influencer, they be out there fucking struggling and broke too. So, whatever, I'm not even gonna talk about
it. No, go ahead.
I just don't understand that.
I know, I feel you, I've seen it.
I have like personal friends and like just people that I know and people that I've met. And you know, I went for school, so I didn't really understand the struggling part because I was on scholarships, so I didn't have to pay for anything. Mm-hmm. But people that come there and then they go there and they're like, "This is my opportunity," and then they struggle. And it's like, I understand struggling for your dream because, look, I get it. But that LA struggle is a different
struggle. To a degree, it's levels. It's levels to the struggle, and that should do not be worth it.
That LA struggle is different.
Just to live there, and I don't even get a washer and dryer, kitchen.
Bitch, get a parking ticket every day. Yeah. Got to move my car every 10 hours. Like,
where did you live in? Where did you live in LA?
I was in the Valley.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, where what part of the Valley?
Woodland Hills.
Okay. What about you?
So I lived in North. I graduated from CSUN, so I lived in Northridge.
Okay.
And then I moved up to Granada Hills for a little bit, like because I ran professionally. Well, I pursued professional for like a little bit. So,
Dope. Yeah, I lived in Van Nuys.
Okay, not far. That's not far.
I've never had car problems like I did out there, so y'all need to fix your roads.
Bruh, it's bad. It's really bad. It's so crazy.
It's like between parking tickets. Fires, like, and accidents. Nope, yeah,
fucking rent.
No one having insurance out there. Yeah. That shit is ghetto, bro. LA is ghetto.
I just don't know why so many people convene to, like, one area. What part of Texas are you from?
Killeen.
No, please give us some reference. We need some geographic reference.
Where is that close to?
Yeah. It's close to Fort Hood. Fort Hood's like right there.
That's Dallas area, right?
No, Austin. It's like an hour north of Austin.
Oh, Killeen. That's a big football town, right?
Yeah. And then you got like Copper's Cove right there, which is like even bigger in sports and stuff like that. Yeah, Killeen.
Damn, so you never dealt with none of that bullshit. that crowd, super crowded. Was it like I mean, rural? Do you come from rural Texas or is it like a town, city kind of deal?
It's like a suburbs kind of area right mm-hmm. by the biggest military base. Oh, okay. So it's definitely very diverse. So mm-hmm. like moving out of Killeen, I would definitely say like we were sheltered by living in there. Because mm-hmm. it's a military town. You got right. everybody there.
So it's safe.
I wouldn't say that. But, you know, like, sure. we have, like, four high schools, but it's, like, the type of high school system where, like, you know everybody at every high school. Okay.
See, that's dope, man. You're probably so cool to hang out with. She's probably so cool, huh?
She's
probably so cool. Because small town, I swear, it's like, smaller town people are, like, the coolest people to kick it with.
She's a great person.
Yeah. Look at you.
She's
a great bitch.
Don't lie.
Nah, Sasha's my bitch, for real. I fuck with her.
Yeah, you guys seem like you guys get along really well.
We're like
a sisterhood.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. It's like all real.
I'm just saying, like, no, it's like really like sisters. Like, yeah. especially like me being like foreign or out of town, like to have like that support, mm-hmm. like emotionally and all that stuff. Like, yeah, no, we're like close.
Extremely.
Yeah, it's kind of rare, huh? With, you know, no offense, but girls, you know,
girls in Vegas. Catty. Girls Pet. In Vegas. But you know what?
That's a problem.
Go ahead,
man. I'm saying, luckily I've never really had that problem. I think because I've always kept the same friends like since I moved mm-hmm. here. And
yeah,
that
same.
Was it. I never really like, you know, was into the extra shit. So like I never really dealt with too much like girl drama. Like,
and you're from Detroit, like you're like you don't play that shit.
No, I don't have time for that. I really don't. That's why I keep it cool, and I'm very I'm a nice person because don't be weird with me because I'm not, because we got a problem.
We're gonna
like,
have an issue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, the Midwest folks is different, man. I swear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? They're real as fuck.
No, yeah, 100%.
And that's why, like, that's why we're all, like, super cool and super chill. And again, that's why I started this class and the team and all that. Like, just handpicked because, like, I don't know. It's weird out here in Vegas to make friends. And the girl world is, like,
even weirder.
It's even fucking weirder. And they're, like, I don't know. The things that bond bitches out here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. No. I'm about to get deep.
No, I didn't want to call girls bitches. Deep. I hate when people do that. So, but anyways,
I'm working on that. I'm working on
that. Me too. I'm working on my cussing, y'all.
I would love to. I feel that.
But anyways.
Oh man.
Yeah, the girl world is funny out here. So just being able to even bond with women, and like we have nothing else that like bonds us other than like mm-hmm. dancing right. and the memories and the bonds that we like make.
Right.
But you know, there's no men, there's no drama. A lot of women out here, it'd be the men fucking out loud.
All the pimps and the hoes.
And the hoes and the pimps. It just be the niggas out here, and it be the bitches, and bitches be acting like it don't be that many niggas out here. And like, I don't know.
Is it just dudes in Vegas, or is it just like young dudes? Like,
no, it's just men in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest.
LA dudes are better.
They're even worse. No. So we have no options.
Yeah.
That's why, like, you know, I always like used to do. That's what I always used to do, long distance. Like, up until recently.
I keep all my old niggas.
You say, yo, you stay across the country, you'll get along just fine.
Up until recently, like I did long distance, like, you know. So I was like, I'm like, I'm good, because I don't have time for what these niggas got going on around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I prefer southern men, so that's long distance right there.
That's how I feel. That I was like,
why? What's so different about southern men?
It's just a different energy.
They don't cheat down there?
I mean, they cheat, but
they do it nicely.
It's just a different energy. It's almost it's like BDE, like big dick energy. Like, I don't know. And then they got that accent.
So big dicks and accents. That's what you got going on.
I mean, big dick
huh?
energy and big dicks, that accent too. So.
I think it's like the southern hospitality that comes with it. I think it's just like when you grow up a certain way and your parents teach you how to like court women and things like that, and how important it is to like be like a provider, which I don't necessarily mean like, you know, taking care of women fully. I mean, you do what you do if you want, whatever, but you know what it means to like grow up and like, you know, handle your business with a lot of like young men. A lot of young southern men are educated.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them. I know a lot of them, especially ones in like Texas. I know a lot of them that have like degrees and they like do very well for themselves.
Very
like
well.
I think like it's a little bit more common sometimes with men from the east and like the southern, you know, where I feel like it's a lot more of like a hustle out here on the West Coast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For men. A lot of men are which is no problem, like, you know, but like that does come with a certain mentality sometimes.
Yeah, everybody wanna be famous and shit.
Yeah, unless you have parents who come from a certain place or something like that. A lot of men out here just grow up with like a hustle mentality. So it doesn't really sometimes come with that like homie kind of like thinking about like a family and things like that, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't always come with that, you know. So that's the, I think that's sometimes the difference, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so the difference.
That yeah.
That was a perfect description.
Yeah, that was
I
good.
Saw that right now.
Good.
Boom. Hey.
Yo, Vegas, bro, we got to get our shit together, huh? All the homies
I
out
mean,
there.
I mean,
like,
you know, y'all do, but that, you know, there are some yeah. gyms, you know.
Nah, we cool. So. Me and my homies cool. Well, we know about that. That's easy. I mean, we're in Vegas. Like, what do you expect? You know what I mean?
That is so true.
Like, this is why when people, some of my friends, like, you know, my one boy, he's like going around schools, like trying to fix the fucking school district and do all this and this. And I'm like, bro, you're in Las Vegas, dog. This is the adult playground. We never cared about. And now, okay, now don't get at me right
I'm
now
not,
because
I'm not. I'm gonna let
I got
you have
niece,
it.
You grew up here, and I got nieces and nephews in the school district, and yeah. I would love for them to have a good education. But at the same time, it's like if you want to be a movie star, you're gonna move to LA. If you want your kids to have a good education system, exactly. Why are you in Vegas? You know what I mean?
So, but I do think that it's gonna take somebody to make the difference and the change, because otherwise it's just going to be shitty forever.
Yeah.
And it's like, if people would just take more like fucking care and detail into this shit, it's not impossible.
Yeah.
There's not smart people here. There's not educated people here. There's not people that didn't go, that went to college and came back. Like, you know, like it's not like there's no opportunity for the shit to get better.
Yeah.
So I appreciate and I advocate for people that like do go hard for shit like that because people don't, and they just do worry about the adults. And it's like the adults, like Vegas is shitty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie. Like the culture, but like, you know, just the way the industries are, and this is from the strip on to like fucking places and family, you know, communities and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, Vegas is, it could be a lot fucking better, dude. It could be a lot better.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I don't know, man. That's just like a war that I feel like we would never win. It's like, because we have the worst school district in the country, right?
But we just
built a $2 billion stadium. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's really just the allocation of funds, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just about money and where that money goes. And, you know, the money, you think about Nevada, though. Las Vegas is like, it's Vegas and Reno. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Las Vegas is run by the strip, right? So, you know, you think about that, like our whole state economy is based on the strip. So it's like, you know what I mean? So it's like, it is what it is. But, you know, if we can make our school district a little bit better, like I'm all for it, but I don't ever expect that. Like, you know, I'll probably homeschool my kids if I end up living here.
Yeah. Same
if I end up having
private.
Kids, shit. Fuck. Yeah. Can't find me a good one out here, man. Fuck.
It's hard out here too for the men.
Yo, everything you was just saying, yo, we feel is the same way.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I beg to differ.
I think
Well,
you're different though, because you're not from here. So
okay, you know. But I can speak for like my girlfriends themselves.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, I know a lot of good women within like my group.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it could be biased or whatever, but
yeah.
I feel like it's not as hard for men as it is for women in Vegas, from what I've seen.
I think that's just in general.
In life, but it like yeah,
you can find like 10 good women, you know what I'm saying? But
it's hard to find.
One good man.
One out of that 10 women.
Yeah. I mean, technically there are more women in the world than men. So I mean, you know, there were more of an odds of you finding like good women, like within. Which
true.
I'm not saying, you know, there's like I said, there's nothing wrong with men. You know,
men.
Good men are important, are very important. 100%. Like I'm especially like an advocate of like good fathers. And
yeah.
Like, men are very important. You know what I'm saying? But you know, a lot of men gotta get that shit together.
Yeah, but I think, like, for me, like, I'm kind of, like, you know, I grew up here. You know, I went to Legacy, so I kind of grew up in the north over here. I had a lot of friends, you know. Even a lot of my friends today, you know, dabble in different things. And, you know, we kind of been almost programmed to think, like, you know, every girl's, like, you know, most girls are hoes and shit. And you know what I mean? And,
for sure.
And just because, like, you know, and I've seen a lot of shit out here, you know. And it's like, yo, I got stories, man. I got some stories, bro. It's like what made me, like never trust women again. You know what I mean? But I'm getting over that. I'm growing up. Like, I'm 29 now, so, you know, I'm, like, kind of, like, getting over that and shit.
And, again,
so.
You have to think, too, like you said, like, it's Vegas, you know. So there are a lot of women here that... bro, there's just not a lot of, like, and this isn't, like, no excuses or anything, but there's just, like, not a lot of fucking, there's a lot of money out here. Yeah, there's a lot of money out here.
But not real.
But there's not a lot of, like, real opportunity. A lot of people don't find really, like, purpose out here. A lot of people don't really find anything bigger than, like, making money. And, you know, bitches and niggas and having kids. And, like, the very simple, basic shit.
I think there's not a lot to do. Like, as growing up, like growing up here, like, we hung out in garages and smoked weed and played dominoes.
That's what I noticed when I moved here. When I moved here, I was like, y'all fast as hell out here. Because I moved out here and, like, girls talking about having sex. And I was like, girl, I barely kissed a boy. I was like, I'm not even on that level. Though. Eighth grade, like, girls were smoking weed. And I'm like, oh, my God, girl, I thought I would never smoke weed, you know? But, it's different.
It's like, expose that hoe. I'm like, wait.
Yeah, like, y'all, like,
like, what is happening?
You move fast when you, like, when you live here, because there, you know, it, there isn't, like, really much of a culture to do, like, lots of stuff when you're younger, unfortunately. Yeah, I noticed that when I moved here. I, like, cause there's lots of stuff to do, like, where I'm from. Like, when you're young, there's so much to do. I'm like, but, you know, I hear, yeah, I understand why, like, kids, like, grow up really fast out here, because, like, what else you gonna do? Like, you know,
except
getting
into some bullshit.
Literally. I mean, you know, a lot of the time.
What was
sure.
I doing in? I was in the strip club in high school. What the fuck?
I was in a club in high school. Like, I was 17 when I went to my first club, and I was like,
you had a fake ID?
I was using my sister's ID. I have an older sister and a younger sister. My older sister, I was using her ID like every single weekend. I'm 17 years old, and I'm like, I'm about to go to college. Let me just live it up before I go to school. Like, I'm not gonna come back and do it. But then when I came back, it wasn't fun.
No, it's boring out here for sure. That's why I'd be in the house. Hey, so all these good women out here, right?
Don't quote. Keep your air quotes.
What would a man do to find one? And coming from the good women of Las Vegas here. What is there a science to sliding in DMs? Is there, like, you know, because I feel like dudes are robots these days, you know, like, I grew up, like, I got an older brother, you know, so I grew up listening to him on the other, on the house phone, like, you know, like, holding my breath and shit so you wouldn't hear me, and, you know, so I heard how, you know, I listened, how to talk to women and shit, and I feel like now it's, like, all about DMs, you know, it's like.
I was gonna say, I feel like, obviously, because social media has, like, changed the way, like, we, like, communicate and flirt or whatever. Like, for starters, just don't be creepy.
True.
It's that simple. Don't be weird, or don't do the same things that everybody else be doing. Like,
I think, like, a lot of,
as far as approaching.
I think it's hard sometimes, and I understand how hard it is sometimes, you know, being a man trying to get with women, because sometimes you'll think you come off respectful, and then a girl just go off on you, and you be like, well, okay, well, damn. I was just saying, you're beautiful, and then some women take things, like, you know,
so personal,
so
aggressively.
So for no
reason. Bitch, he's giving you a compliment. Well,
women always have their guard up, which they should.
I mean, which is understandable, which is totally valid. I'm like, but it's sometimes, I think it's really hard, and I think just men just have to know, like, be confident and be, like, respectful. Like, word choice, I'm so big on word choice. I'm like, huge. I'm so big on that in general. So, I'm like, know what words to choose when you talk to women, and, like, you just gotta go for it, because, I mean, she like it, she like it, she don't, she don't. I mean, somebody gonna like it. You know what I mean? You just gotta, like. You know, and someone, the thing is, I don't even think it's really about being, like, all the time being a good man. You got to find someone that just fucks with you. Because what you might, what I might consider a good man, somebody might consider a bad man. You know,
it's just
like, it's about who likes you. Like, that's all about that. If that girl likes you, then that's who you should, you know, be around. You know what I'm saying? I mean, granted, if you guys mesh together, that's different. But just be with someone who's accepting of who you are and will always be accepting of who you are today. Yeah. Even if you didn't change, they'd accept you for who you are today. You know?
Yeah, that's tough, man. That's tough. Go ahead, Courtney.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, is it, like, better, like, dealing with somebody on a friendship level first?
See, that's my thing. That's what I was going to say. I'm not a fan of social media and niggas sliding in my DMs. And,
I
want to
hear this
either.
Shit. I want to hear, like, what do you hear? Like, what the dudes?
Look,
she started laughing.
You know, because she got stories.
Well, it's just pictures, huh? Dudes just don't give a fuck.
Like,
we just don't give a fuck.
Some don't. I'm not trying to see a mushroom randomly. Like,
just stop.
It looks like a mushroom. I don't care what nobody says. That's but don't randomly send it to me, because you're going to get blocked.
That's pretty bold, like, to just to somebody you don't even know. That's crazy.
You'd be surprised.
But I wonder that. I wonder if that like works. It must work though. Has it ever worked on you?
No.
Never in a million.
I'm not DMing no nigga back that's sending me his dick in my DM.
Oh my God,
you're
okay?
Not doing that. Is everything okay at home?
You're right.
Oh yeah, just boredom, huh? When boredom strikes.
But it's like guys come into your DMs, and they don't really have anything to offer. And social media has made people feel like they can have these like social media lives, even though they have these like real lives, you know, it's not their reality. So like niggas will have like whole girlfriends or whole wives or just a bunch of extra shit. And like, it don't
whole
even
families.
Really be about that. It's just niggas don't come in with like nothing offered. They're just like, they just like what they see and they're just going off of that. And it's like, okay, but what do you want? Because like, especially me, I'm at a point and I'm like, I'm not entertaining no niggas just for your entertainment, and I'm not just entertaining you for your entertainment.
Yeah.
So I'm like, don't come in my idea. Like, I'm like, what do you want? Okay, but like, what do you want?
Yeah,
for real. Seriously.
That's all I be thinking. I'm not a fan of social media DMs at all. I do not fucking respond. Unless you're on some money or some business, I'm probably not going to respond to you.
Yeah. I mean, your guys' DMs are probably jumping through the roof right now.
They ain't that popping, but no. they're ghetto.
They be, yeah, right. Exactly. No, for real. I don't even like, you know, give that shit no energy at the end of the day. Because, I mean, you know, a lot of men, you know, admire a lot of women. If that doesn't really matter. So like, I mean,
yeah, we're visual guys.
I'm just with Courtney with that. I don't even like that whole sliding my DMs thing. I'm like, if it, I don't know.
Get at me in person.
But I've heard stories of people getting married and happy.
It works. And I love that. Love that. But I'm like, but personally, like, I don't know. We're good.
Yeah.
And like, chill conversation is like cool. Like if like. Niggas go too far. That'd be a thing. Niggas just go too far, and it's like, if you see I'm not replying, I clearly don't have any interest in you. And so it's like,
talking to themselves.
And it's like, you can give compliments and like that'd be cool, but like if I'm not replying, don't press the issue. Let it go.
It's so hard out here for us sometimes. Our pride's taking
it. I can tell.
Hey, but like, you know, like. Honestly, like, yo, if you shoot your shot, I tell everybody, shoot your shot, man.
I be shooting mine.
Me too.
I'll shoot mine.
Oh, you got sliding DMs?
But like, meaningful slide. Not like...
what's a meaningful slide? What does that even mean?
If I go into a nigga's DM, I know I'm finna get that nigga. Like, I'm not going to, like,
buckets.
See what the nigga might say.
Confidence.
Like,
I like the confidence. You gotta have
not
the confidence.
Not even, like, I'm just saying. Just if tell. I slide into nigga's DMs, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I will shoot my shot and I get the nigga.
Every time.
Talking about him like he's a fish or something.
100% from the free throw.
I keep going fishing. If I cast this reel out, motherfucker, I'm catching something. That's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
So what's the line that you hit a dude with?
I don't be having game like that. Niggas like me because I'm mean. They just like me.
Cause you're mean.
Yeah.
You're mean.
I'm not really mean.
You've been so nice to me.
No, I'm not. I'm not really mean. But I'm. You don't really know me.
True. This is like what, the second time we met.
Yeah. So you know, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I don't got no game, but
I do.
You got game.
I know I low key do not for real though, but I'm like, I'm the worst though because
what is game, bro? I spent my whole 20s trying to figure that shit out. I was like, man, this shit don't exist. It ain't real.
But I mean, it's about being yourself, but it's about like a certain charm. Like you have to like a certain. You have to. It's kind of like it's like seduction, but not like so much like. So I say a word choice goes a long way.
Yeah. So I gotta use big words.
Big on words.
That's I gotta use big words and shit. Is big words, big words
word.
Like work? Like,
no, it's not even about big words. Okay. It's just like how you put them together.
Like you're sexy. Like I gotta get my sexy voice on.
Get
the
sexy voice.
Like, I gotta
on.
Do this.
Like, how are you?
I gotta drop a couple
you
octaves.
Good?
Yeah.
What you got going on?
Damn. Yeah. We need to practice, y'all. We need to practice.
Morgan got you on the
training. Shit, I'm fresh single now.
That's how I got the situation I'm in now. You gotta have a game.
I gotta get out the house first. Shit, I gotta get the fuck out the house.
Oh yeah, because being a panoramic.
Yo, you know where I love going to, and I always be thinking like, yo, I'm gonna meet my wife at Whole Foods, bro, or Trader Joe's.
Ooh, I like Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I live at
Trader
Joe's.
Trader Joe's live.
Yeah,
I'm like, yo, I'm gonna meet my wife here, bro.
Cause she care about herself. Yeah. You always want someone who cares about themselves.
Okay, but I shop at Walmart. I care about myself. I grocery shop at Walmart too.
Oh, you grocery shop at Walmart? You bald as fuck. What do you get there?
Right. No,
what do you
real.
Get there? Cereal? Right. Cereal?
My snacks, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All my
snacks.
Snacks
is different. Yeah. Snacks. Water. Are
water.
Yeah.
Water. Water. Whatever. Yeah. Shit. Whatever.
Hey, you know, you guys know this is, they're from Vegas here? These guys right here?
Actually, really? Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Yo, real water. And look at the shit, their little formula, their water formulation.
I love this.
I need the sponsorship. It's an E Square.
Oh, that is okay.
Cute.
That's nice. That's cute. I like
yo,
that.
Yo, tag
I like
them. Tag E Squared, real
E-squared.
Water. God
send us
damn.
A sponsor.
Oh, no, for real. I'm trying to get the sponsors now.
E Money.
E Money, baby. Easy yeah, money. Money. Hey, all right, so what about music, though? Who you got? Who? What's on your guys' playlist right now? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Bino.
Blast.
Oh, hold on. Get a little bit closer. A little bit closer.
Bino, yo, Blast
is going crazy. And I was there at the Blast concert. And I'm sorry all that bullshit happened, but yeah. You guys killed it. So good
thank
job.
You.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
Wild.
Who else, though? Go ahead.
Ty Dolla Sign's album.
Yeah, Tilted Towards
You.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
You
yep.
Like
there
him?
You go.
Yeah, Ty Dolla Sign's
oh,
album.
Oh, featuring Ty Dolla Sign. I love it. Yeah. Ty Dolla Sign's dope. You don't like Ty Dolla Sign?
I don't dislike him. I think he'd be butchering fucking songs, and I think that it's a lot of songs he could be left off of.
Whoa. That's whoa. A hot take.
That's
just
my
whoa.
First hot take.
Whoa.
This is my first.
I have never heard anybody speak of Ty Dolla Sign like that.
He's
I respect your opinion.
Such a California. He just sounds so like California
yeah.
to me. It,
well, he's from. He's,
I know.
So
I feel
you
that,
hate.
But
you
that's
hate.
Not,
yeah.
That's
giving you flashbacks and shit. That's funny.
No, I really do just think he sounds like yeah. super LA, super Californian. I'm not. Yeah. That's not my style.
Yeah, Bino goes crazy though.
I love Bino.
Yeah, Bino's yeah. Bino's yeah. Dirk. And then Mulatto. That's like
she's blowing
gang.
Up.
Shout out to Mulatto.
Oh no, y'all she even tweeting about her a lot lately.
We love Mulatto.
Yeah.
With her.
Tag, you gotta tag
oh,
her.
Yeah. We gotta, do. We tagging yeah, her. Tag. We always tag her. Mulatto.
It'll happen. It'll happen, man. You just keep doing it. Keep at it.
Oh, I believe it.
You know what I mean?
I'm like Mulatto is going to see Quarantine Thick. I've said mm-hmm. it before. I'm going to say it again. That's our next dance on Tuesday. Pull up to class, 8 p.m. But uh-huh. yeah, no, Mulatto's gonna like. I need to work with her.
I haven't really tapped in. I heard a couple songs, what? But I know it's hard. I'm
gonna
keep.
Go off, though. She go
no,
off, though.
I know. I gotta keep it real though. Like I just the rap the like
the female rappers.
The female rap is just hard for me to get into. I respect the fuck out of it. You know, I love seeing that. Love you know all that. But as far as just me like listening to it in my car, I'm just like, yo, I can't.
It's super feminine. It's mad feminine.
I know, but isn't that weird how you guys be jamming to like our shit?
Hell
like,
yeah,
you know
all
mean?
Day.
Like, we can't jam to that shit. You know
it'd
mean?
Be a lot of pussy talk, but you know you don't want to hear that.
Most
you
of the time, we gotta play both roles.
Yeah,
so
true,
I'm with that. That's me. Like I feel it. Yeah, exactly. When do we do that?
How do you guys feel about like all like this new wave of female rappers and like the content matter and the subjects that they're talking about? And how does that make you feel? Because I think a lot of women are kind of conflicted about it. You know, like
yeah.
you know the raunchiness
I'm
and all that.
I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. I am here for it. Niggas could talk about fucking bitches doing drugs, getting money, getting your dick sucked. Like niggas talk about all types of shit.
Exactly.
And we let them and we vibe out to it and mm-hmm. we mind our business and people love it. Mm-hmm. And you know, people look up to them like Future and all these other people and whoever. But it's like when a girl does it, they're like, why she always don't talk about her pussy and getting yeah. niggas and scamming niggas and that. And it's like,
yeah, it's a double standard.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't like that. And I feel like the music that, like, women are, it's just such an empowerment thing now. It's mm-hmm. not even really, like, about all the extra shit. It's just, like, that's, like, alter ego music.
Yeah.
Like, that is, like, confidence-boosting music.
I like that.
It don't even be the words. It'd be the energy mm-hmm. in their music. Mm-hmm. It's the confidence that women were not having.
Right.
You know? And that's, and it's the confidence that they are portraying and that they are giving out is, women feel it.
Yeah.
You know, like, ooh, I love it.
That's a great description because it is like alter ego music. It's not meant to be taken literally.
No,
you know, and
no, but
a lot of people do, you know.
But you know what? Because it's a lot of people that
are dumb.
Not even dumb, but there's people that relate to, like in Vegas, it's a lot of hoes and shit out here.
True,
so like
true.
It's a lot of them that are like, oh shit, we got bitches. Like them bitches is not probably not bitches, but you know, Mulatto and them probably not. I don't want to say they're not out there doing what they're doing, but, like, I don't know. They still respect themselves. Like, you don't see them being hoes. Niggas is not dogging them or treating them crazy.
Yeah,
like,
but I think go ahead.
No, I was going to say it, but, I feel that as well. But, you know, I do understand the power of music and how it does influence people in general. Like, you know, it does influence a lot of, like, people's mindsets about a lot of stuff. And like, I love all this. I love Megan. I love Cardi. I love Nicki. I love all them. But I mean, I do know how it is. It's a business, like sex sells. They're gonna put that, prioritize yeah. that over anything else. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And so like I love all of it, but I do see like the other side mm-hmm. of it. And I do see how like I said, music, even how music affects like young boys, like listening to like Future and stuff like that. People talked about how he influenced people to do drugs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I do see how it is extremely influential. And like I said, sex sells. So of course they're gonna prioritize that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm here for it, but I see like
I think it's just still new to like the world, like women talking and like that. Like,
I mean,
you know,
but it's not owning their sex appeal, owning anything that they're doing. It's not really new, but it's more mainstream. And those are our mainstream artists right now. Mm-hmm.
And women being glorified for it and all that.
And again, I do understand the other side for sure, because there's like, you know, these people have a lot of influence. So like, I absolutely understand that. But again, it is in my perception, I see it as like alter ego music. Mm-hmm. And if I can put a visual, or if I can put something with this alter ego music that is gonna make other women also feel like a bad bitch, empowered, and she don't gotta be the best in the room, the most popping bitch in the world, but like, she will feel confident. And a lot of women have not been fucking feeling like that.
True.
And so it's like a lot of confidence. A lot of women are building confidence. And now niggas is like, bitches is this, and we can't trust bitches, and da 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 da. And it's like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because women are coming more confident, and we're like, okay, no, we do deserve more. And we're not saying we deserve everything, but women do deserve more. And women were not getting enough credit, and women were not being able to be unapologetically sexy, or unapologetically them, or talk how you want, look how you want, dress how you want, without it being like some topic of conversation.
Yeah.
And now women are like, fuck you, we don't care.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
And I resonate with that. Yeah. Like, I fucking feel that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So fuck your kids, they shouldn't be listening. No, I'm just kidding.
If you had a kid, you guys have kids?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay, so if you had, hypothetically, if you had an 8-year-old,
No, my kids are not listening to City Girls.
Okay.
For sure.
Never.
Fuck no. For real? Not even that.
Could you stop that though, for real? Could you really stop that?
That's what I mean, and that's exactly
No, you can't. You can't, but you can talk to your kids. You can have conversations, and I don't know what those conversations look like because I don't have kids. So I'm not gonna, you know, throw this super big perspective out there, but you can teach your kids. Just like you teach your fucking kids right from wrong, your kids are gonna make mistakes.
Yeah.
But ultimately your kids typically know right from wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, it's the same thing with music. And music does have influence and power and all these things, but again, I think it's conversation. And no, my 8-year-old is not listening to City Girls. As long as I have something to do with it.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I remember as a kid, I was, you know, my mom had to block MTV off the TV. You know, you could do that back in the day.
Yeah.
And I also think it builds character, though.
She used to.
I used to watch BET after dark.
Uncut.
Period.
Yeah, no, she blocked all that. And you know what it made me want to do?
Watch it more.
Yeah, so you know, it's about exposing your kids to other things. I think that's, you know what
without
I mean?
Deviating everything.
Exactly.
It doesn't
have
to be this.
You gotta have a balance of it, though, for sure. Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, like, it's real life. Like, your kid's gonna get exposed to stuff. Like, the more you shelter your child, the worse they're probably gonna be. So, you know, you don't wanna do too much, but yeah, you should.
Yeah, I'm smoking weed with my kids.
I feel that, me too.
The first time, yeah. First time drinking, first time smoking weed. Yeah, first time doing shrooms.
I don't know
everything
about drinking,
with me.
But yeah, if my kids want to smoke because I smoke, like, not because I smoke, but if they want to try, I'm not going to be like, no.
Yeah.
Because I'm not fucking. Yeah, try with their stupid friends. And, like, who knows?
Yeah, it might be laced and shit. Yeah,
try that shit with Bieber.
Yeah, who else do you guys like, though? Because since you guys are dancers and music kind of runs your fucking world, who else?
I listen to a lot of, like, old school stuff, like, a lot of old school, like, R&B and, like, hip-hop. I listen to, like, a lot of, like, Spitta, like, and Freddie Gibbs.
Larry June. You fuck with Larry June?
I love Larry June.
Come on, man. I literally love him.
Yeah, but I listen to, like, a lot of, like, really old school, like, I listen to, like, a lot of, like, Jill Scott and Aaliyah. I listen to, of course, a lot of Beyonce and Rihanna.
Beyonce is overrated.
And like,
I'm just playing. Look at y'all.
You just knew what he was doing.
Yeah, I looked straight at
everybody. Everybody. Everybody's energy was like.
That's fun. Yo, no, I had a music.
Trago en punto.
Trago en punto.
You ain't got nothing. You're making a cheers with no alcohol in your fucking
drink. I mean, I
have
a little bit. So I don't do me.
Yeah, I have alcohol.
Because this nigga gave us a drink.
Yeah, I got my drink.
It was
cold. No, you like it. Like, that's not much alcohol.
Yeah, see? Oh, wow. Whoa.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, I got a drink.
You can pour me a little bit.
Can I have some more ginger ale?
Perfect.
Right, so I'm saying.
Please.
You might as well get it on the rocks. Where's that cleaner? Is this neat? Like when it doesn't have any ice in it?
I'm feeling a little warm right now. No, we're doing great. Doing great. I'm feeling a little warm. Okay, that was a little drink break. Oh man, my back, yo. I'm an old man. My back.
That's how I be feeling. My knees.
Yeah, what?
My knees.
Oh, but you're like an athlete.
No, I know, but
what?
I've had bad knees.
Yeah, you guys are really athletes. Mm-hmm. You guys are really athletes.
Facts.
They say dance is actually the number one professional job that's the most dangerous. I seen it on an article.
Real?
Yep.
Damn.
Professional sports job, see? Something like that. Yeah, it's like the number one most dangerous.
See? The only time I ever heard because myself was be... dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because you just be trying a lot of new stuff, and then
your body's going all crazy ways.
Yeah.
And then the constant beat down. Yeah. Especially because all of us, we all grew up with some sort of dancing while we were kids. Yeah. So it's like that constant wear on your body.
Yeah.
Especially me getting a little bit older. All right now, these knees be popping.
What how do you guys take care of your bodies? Do you take ice baths and stuff, or?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
If you get out, do a dance workout and go home and take a cold shower. I swear to you,
your body is gonna feel so much
better. Your body, everything is gonna
feel
100 times better.
I love cold coming from track. I know.
Yeah.
You
used to run track.
Yeah, okay. I run track in college and stuff like that. And
oh, that's what you're on scholarship for?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Yeah, what'd you run?
I ran the hurdles, the short hurdles.
Yeah, you're savage.
Yeah, I ran the short hurdles in the 100. Google meet. No, I'm just playing. NCAAs, though, all American.
That's dope. That's dope. No. You're all American for real?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Yeah. I am going to Google you. Yeah. Dope. Hurdles, huh? Yeah, yo, I tried track and field. That was not my
thing. I just dance. We're good.
Oh, man.
I did everything.
I'm done.
Volleyball, soccer, dance,
cheer. See, athletes, man.
I've done fighting. Though,
oh, yeah.
But I've never.
You've done fighting?
Taekwondo. Yeah. I've done MMA. Yeah, I used to do boxing. Yeah, but I don't know.
Damn. So, yeah, you're from Detroit, bro. That's like... it all comes back around.
Yeah,
it just automatically. You are with all the shit.
Sad. I'm telling you, every time I meet someone and I'm like, and I'm from Detroit, they'd be like, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm kind of scared. I'd be
because I did I went to college in Cleveland for a year, played football out there.
Yeah.
In that time, I met I got a lot of homies from Detroit.
Yeah.
So, from Springfield and all that.
Absolutely.
So, it's a different breed of people for sure.
Yeah, it's
cold, yo. It's you tough out there. You're cold. No.
It's really the hood. For real. Like the hood.
Yeah.
Like straight up.
Yeah, my college was in in the Middle East Cleveland.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Say less.
Yo, I left Northtown, right? Went to college in Cleveland, in East Cleveland, going to house parties, getting shot up still. I'm like, yo, what the fuck am I doing? What is happening here, bro?
Let's do this.
Let's have fuck, my shot bad,
o'clock.
My bad. What is it?
Shot o'clock. In Drago in punto. Drago in punto.
Drago in punto.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And so who are you guys' favorite local artists going on here? You better say my boy, too. You better say my boy, too.
I do. I fuck with Teddy Heavy.
There we go. You already know what I was talking about.
Teddy already know. I fuck with him super heavy. Yeah, I fuck with Teddy. I fuck with Impact too. He's been really doing
who?
His Impact.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he went
to school
Canyon.
With him, right?
Yeah, he went to Canyon, and so to see him grow, mm-hmm. Literally, because I just met Teddy a couple years ago, a year ago or so. But yeah, seeing Impact grow, I think watching his progress is really dope. I just recently met Ronnie.
Ronnie.
What is his fucking?
He's in Reno, Ronnie the Great.
Maybe.
Ronnie Mac the Great.
Ronnie Mac the Great. Yeah.
I don't think he's in Reno right now or Oakland or something.
Oh, is he?
I mean, I know people that know him. I don't know him personally, but yeah, he's been doing this thing for a long time. Okay. He's dope.
I don't know if he's local, but I always see him. Yeah. I've only seen him out in Vegas a couple of times and stuff. So I fuck with him. I fuck with Zelly too. Like, she's holding it down for the girls. It's not too many like women artists. I know Elle be doing her thing. She's a poet, but she's also like an artist. Yeah. You know, like, I be trying to tap in with the local scene because they don't really get that much love, and they're low-key, even low-key, they're high-key talented as fuck.
Yeah, it's
so
bubbling,
many
for sure.
talented
yeah, yeah.
people
it's
out
It's
here,
bubbling,
bro.
Finally, finally.
Yeah, it really is. It really is, and I fuck with that. Yeah. And I like that they're, like, fucking with each other.
Well, I think it's new because I've been on the music scene for, like, a while now, like 5 years. Like, I used to manage Teddy. Like, that's how we got into working, but... but like back, like even like over the course of this last like 5 years, maybe 6 years, it's like, you know, there's not really like a lot of, you know, like togetherness. Like it's like fake togetherness. It's like,
oh my God,
you know what I mean? And it's not like it's a lot of clout chasing because I don't like people, like people in LA, they're like used to people having like hella followers and clout and shit like that. And people out here are not used to that. So,
that's true.
You know, it's like an emotional thing with people. It's like, you know, the whole like, fame and possibility of being famous is kind of.
But
new
we've had some a lot of together moments. Yeah. Though. We have a lot of together moments.
Vegas is
artists.
Really trying.
But I mean, there. But we have though. We've all putting on like shows and stuff like that. Like when like around the time like I, like some of my favorite artists are like. I love T-Rab. I love like G-Reed. I love Casalia.
T-Rab is my boy.
Yeah. Casalia Wisdom. I love like there's so many like I love Chop like 808. I love.
He changed
like,
his name to Rico Black, right?
Yeah. And I love, you know, I love Chelsea Fuego. Like, there's so many, like, really gifted people out here.
That's dope. You guys are tapping in. I like that.
Because,
I
used to be, like, I used to be really close. Like, I used to, a lot of my friends, like, make music. All of them are like, producers and stuff like that. So,
G-Reed's my boy, too.
I love them. I really love them. We used to do shows and stuff like that together. I've been to, like, so many of the local shows out here. So, like, we've had a lot of together moments. It's just, like, but what's next? You know,
it needs more exposure too. Yeah. It needs to not be so like together moments within our little groups.
Yeah.
It needs to be like
there's a lot of little pockets and shit of different people doing music.
But they could do a lot. We could do a lot better, even just getting it out. People don't support each other.
Like where I'm from. I'm from Detroit. Everyone supports the rappers out there. When I tell y'all, nobody listens to nothing but Detroit rappers. I come out here. When you go to a show, people come for their friend and they leave. They don't come to see like the whole show just to see like everyone. No one supports like in the city. People don't support like the people, not even who aren't artists, like the people who are just who live here don't really support the local artists. But I get it, but when you have like, you know, Mariah Carey over there and then you have Celine Dion over here and then we got a Britney Spears residency over here, who wants to see the local talent? So that's what makes it so much harder out here because you have so many heavy hitters on concert here all the time.
Yeah.
And it's so much like va va boom out here. Yeah. It like, you know, it takes away from the shine of so many gifted people out here. 100%. So many gifted people.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's just a lot of like we need more behind the scenes people, you know, like labels and different things like that to help push the artists forward. Because a lot of artists are artists and they're not like business savvy. You know what I mean? So
and that is a hard ass part of being a creative that a lot of people underestimate, like trying to do this shit. So that's a good fucking point.
Yeah, hell yeah. What about you guys? Who y'all tapping into locally?
Everybody they say pretty much, Jazz Laser.
Jazz.
Oh, yeah, Jazz is cool.
Yeah, but Jazz is on a whole nother level. Right,
he really is. He's doing his shit.
He comes from Vegas, but he's like, he's out of here. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's like on, he's in the upper echelons of the hip-hop
game. But you know
game.
What? It be people like,
but that's
it,
good. Like,
no, yeah.
It's it, like, we need people to get out of here.
Yeah, for sure.
We do, but those people don't help. Okay, not specifically Jazz, but I'm saying the people sometimes that do get on and do make it bigger and do make it further, they don't really come back. Like, a lot of people get on, and they don't really give back to Vegas community.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people, there's people that don't even claim Vegas community and be from Vegas. Yeah. I'd be so confused. But that's what also, like, holds us back. It's like, we're trying to do it, and we already don't have the money or the labels or the glitz or the glam, whatever. But then it's like, when the people that actually do make it get an ounce of taste, it's like they don't even come back.
Yeah.
They don't come back.
I couldn't imagine being in that position, being the guy that made it.
I'm going to be the bitch that made it. It's going to be lit.
Yeah.
Vegas gonna be lit if I get on, because all my bitches gonna be at every Saweetie concert that I'm at, that I'm queer. We gonna be in the concert, but all my bitches gonna come too.
Exactly.
Saweetie, City Girls, Meg, all that shit. When I get on, like, I'm trying to put the next person on in line, take on, be the next big choreographer, and then let me put you on. Let me help you.
How was it working with Dizzy?
It was lit. Yeah. Dizzy always has good energy. Yeah,
I just had Angel in here last night. Angel, he's the co-owner with at Still Moving.
Still Moving. Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I fuck with Dizzy. He's like really trying to do his thing with helping, like, you know, just give people in general just more exposure and working still with like Vegas locals, like Vegas, like his videographer, and just a lot of he has a lot of people behind the scenes really helping him, and that are like, you know, dedicated to trying to make Vegas a little better.
I think the best is yet to come for Dizzy still. He's done a lot, but I think
for sure.
What about you, Sasha Fierce? Since you're from out of town, we want to see what you're thinking.
Yeah, I think probably this year got put onto the Vegas music scene.
Before you start, what was your first initial, like, like, what did you think? You like, what, be honest, were you like, yo, these motherfuckers are whack, or were you like, what?
Well,
like,
she comes from Killeen, so.
Okay, well, Killeen has nothing to do with it. Don't judge us
too hard, bitch.
I'm not, but it's like, I think it's like a hit or miss. It just like depends, you know, like.
Safe answer.
No, like, that's truly, like, because, like the people they said, like, you know, Impact, Tej, also, like, Euros, like, he's got a good, like, R&B sound.
Euros goes crazy.
Yeah. And we just used him for our concept.
And it was bomb.
On the Lady Delby.
Directed by me.
Period.
What do you mean? You used him? What do you mean?
Oh, like, his song. Like, his song.
Yeah, his R&B song.
Yeah, he's
Body Language.
He's been doing it for a minute, too.
Yeah, so it's very... But you know what? I'll say this about the Vegas community, even though like there can be improvement with like supporting even within the dance community and like the music community, there's a lot more support out here than what I've seen in Killeen. Like, but then again, like I think the military style living kind of plays an impact in that. Like, you just trying to make friends for the moment because somebody's gonna move away.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're more focused on that or whatever. But like the support out here is crazy. Like compared to Killeen, for sure.
Like,
but
that.
Is there like an art scene because all those military people?
Not really in Killeen. But like before I moved actually from out here, I lived in San Antonio.
Oh, okay.
So you have like an art scene in there. The Dallas art scene go crazy. Mm-hmm. And anything in Houston go
crazy.
Yeah. No matter what it is. Yeah. So, but yeah, those artists and I'm like still new to this. So I feel like I'm still testing the waters out here. But it's definitely a lot better out here. It's more a vibe. I think it's also because it's like West Coast, like island vibe. Yeah, like some of the music that's
being
influenced.
So many islanders here.
But I like that because I'm a big Drake fan. So I'm like, ooh, okay.
I'm dead.
Drake ain't even from the island.
Yeah. He not, but he got some good island music.
Yeah, no, for real. He's crazy.
He makes.
Drake is the GOAT.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
He's the GOAT. He ain't better than Jay-Z.
Don't hold back.
Never.
I feel that.
Hey,
but right now.
Yo, I want to ask a question and don't get offended.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Offended.
Put my shades on.
So you guys are all dancers, right?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever dabbled into exotic dancing?
I mean, stripping.
Respectfully though, I just want to know because I'm not like trying to, you know, make anybody that's a stripper. Like, I respect strippers. Like, I got stripper friends. They're awesome. It's an art to me. Yeah. You know, I'm old enough now to be mature enough about it. So I'm just curious about the mentality and everything. Like, what a stripper goes through.
I've danced before. When I lived in California, so like as soon as I graduated, obviously, like I said, I tried to pursue professional track, and obviously I wasn't signed to a major shoe company, so I had to figure out how to pay my bills. So, and I was already dancing out there, like taking classes and stuff. So I danced when I was in California for maybe 8 months, about 7-8 months. And for me, it was like, it was like a way to pay my bills, but I also had another job. Like I worked in the medical field, or with my degree or whatever. So it was more so like when I started, that helped me influence my class with the ladies room because it was like more like performance based for me. Like, I like this, you know, it was like the like the sex appeal that comes with dancing and being in the clubs. And
what was the decision though? Like, how did you make that decision? Was it a big decision? Like,
oh no.
it wasn't shit to you?
No, because I dance, like, naturally. Right. So learning, okay, but dancing and, like, learning how, like stripping is an art. For a real. Lot of bitches, not bitches, a lot of people think that you could just, like, you know, do your shit and, like, you know, anybody could be a stripper and that is, or a good stripper, and that is not the case. Like, that shit is really an art. It's really hard. It's hard as fuck on your body. So, like, I would go to practice and I'd have to wear tights or I'd have to wear, like, long t-shirts. I couldn't wear my sports bras because I know I have bruises.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, like, hiding it, but I just didn't want people in my business.
Uh-huh.
But it is a lot of wear and tear on your body. On top of being an athlete, so it's not just like, you know, you're not just shaking your ass and it is fun and it is an art, but stripping is way more than just like shaking your ass.
What about like emotionally? Because hold on, have you all you danced before?
That shit, God,
you have?
I have, yeah.
You have, and you haven't, Sasha? Damn, you know, I want Killeen. Killeen kept you shelter, girl. Shout out, Killeen.
Like,
yeah,
exactly.
That's
exactly.
Go ahead.
That's having to take care of yourself. That's having to, like, I don't know why people talk about it so much. Like, because, you know, guys love the girl that's getting their shit and handling their shit, right?
Yeah.
But then you don't
like a little bit closer.
You don't like the environment and stuff like that. But, like, girls, you know, there's a fair share that are like really deep into it and love that shit, you know, and then there's the other half that, you know, really have people to support.
Yeah.
Are like numb to this. Like, we go in and we're laughing like at some of the shit that you guys be saying. Like,
you
we
guys
are here
don't.
For one reason. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. This is a job. This is a job. I did not come here to have fun. I didn't come here to be naked just cause, like, you know.
How did it change the way did it change the way you looked at men?
Not all men,
but
to be honest.
A lot of them,
but
yeah.
Definitely. You see a lot of shit in the strip club.
Yeah.
You see a lot, especially if you don't take it as far as some girls, you know. You teach the game to yourself. You peep everything. You watch everything around you. And
you grow up.
Yeah.
You grow up. You
see the world. The world is crazy.
You see people. Like, that's one thing that I will say is, like, you see people and you have to, like.
All I know is my nigga's not having a bachelor party at no strip club. Not by himself.
Mine would go to strip club.
Yo,
we
turn into cavemen in the strip club.
All true male testosterone come out.
That's one of my favorite dates.
Yo, they
reopen. I don't know why it's such a safe space.
Yeah.
I don't know why it feels like such a safe space. Like,
it was.
I love the strip club.
That's what I'm saying.
They just reopened this weekend.
Period. Shout out to
the strip club. Let's go shut back down.
I'll tell all your secrets if I see you in the strip club.
Who, me?
And you got a girl.
Or everybody. Oh, for real? Why?
Because that's not right. Yeah. If you marry,
if you're married, you go to a strip club
by yourself.
Oh, by yourself. That's
doing some crazy shit.
That's different. If you're there with, like, with a group,
that's fine.
Cool. Yeah, but if you're there by yourself, you're there to get into some trouble.
I've been
to the strip club myself.
And then you wonder why girls are heartless.
For sure. But I'm young though. Like, I used to just go to Spearmint and act like I was getting something to eat. I'll be there for like an hour. I'll be like, yo, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, nobody want to come hang out with me and shit. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying?
I love the strip club.
So what was your experience like though? No, you. Yeah.
Oh, I mean.
How old were you when you started?
I was going to say I was like 23. I've worked here before. So but it is like it's definitely different, for sure. I just enjoy the performance part of it. I don't enjoy nothing else about it. Like, that's it. Like, that. Other than if I could just perform the whole time and that's it, then I'd be cool. But, like, emotionally, I think it was a lot for me, just because, like, just having to constantly deal with people and different energies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you do take that stuff home. And then, like, it's, like, ruthless in the strip club. You know, customers can be really rude. Like, you know, a lot, and being a black girl, don't let you be a black girl.
They walk in there and they have a type, and because, you know, just because you have money does not mean that, you know, you have control over the situation. Like,
So a lot testosterone.
And some men really do come in to see specific things and specific, like, you know, certain types and things like that.
Which is fine, but then they be rude about.
They be so rude.
The ones they don't want. Because they have, because they feel like they have the control because they have the money. It's like they feel like they can talk to you. Like they feel like sometimes certain women, they feel like they can talk to you in your own kind of way. I don't play that shit. But you know what I'm saying? But then like how they might approach you. Like, you know, sometimes I've heard girls go up to men and then like, I don't like black women.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, okay.
Like, you didn't have to say all that, bro.
It's the West Coast. It's that West Coast.
The West
stuff,
Coast
bro.
Has taken the like R out of stripping. Not to say that every stripper's like, oh my God, I love to be stripping. But like, the West Coast has taken the art out of stripping, and it's more so like
VIP.
you're going for whoever your customer is. Like, you have a customer base, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's like you could be a bomb ass stripper and not even really make shit out here. They don't value that. But if you look good and you're giving a nigga all this attention, you're just his type, then you make your bag.
Did you guys have to be like drunk?
No.
Did you have to, have to smoke or anything? Like,
I smoke just in general.
Right, exactly. But
well, you didn't have to be like, you didn't have to like sedate yourself.
I know, it makes it more fun. It, like for me, like if I want to drink or take a shot and do my thing, it's because I said, I enjoy the performance aspect of dancing. Yeah. So, and it was to pay my bills too. So there were nights where I was like, obviously I don't want to go fucking strip, but bitch, you got bills to pay. But, you know, sometimes I just get more so in the performance of it, and I know I'm not there for long, and I can make my bag, and I can go home.
That's dope.
So it wasn't,
But you see all the variables. That just adds on to the insecurities we already have as women. So y'all niggas need to stop coming for us.
Period.
And
what do you mean, like, coming for you?
I feel like, because how we just said the, like, energy in the club and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you see girls, like, you see us post, and girls post, and on a regular basis, whatever, every other day, whatever. But, like, that's still hiding behind. Like, that doesn't mean just because, you know, they dance and they're getting money that everything's
secure.
Everything's great. That environment is very toxic.
I swear, I promise you.
What was the deciding factor of you guys, like, saying, like, I'm done with this? Or do you still dance? Because I don't give a fuck. I mean, if you want to talk, I don't care.
I moved home and I started the ladies' room, but I still book jobs. Like, I am not ashamed that I have girls that can work the fuck out of a pole. I'm not ashamed
why not?
Of any
why
of that.
Why would you
and,
be?
You know, people want it for their videos and stuff. So most of us don't specifically dance, like, out here in a club. But if there's someone that wants us on the pole like they did today, we'll spend an hour at your music video doing what you pay us to do. Yeah. And it's not degrading.
It's a job. Yeah, it's a job.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we feel no ways. We have fun. Mm-hmm. We had so much fun, and then we go home, mind our business.
Yeah. For sure. What about like, why did you stop? Or
for me, it's over. It's so hard to, like I said, to deal with so many different energies. I'm just not built to like do like that. Doing that makes me realize the kind of person I want to be. Like, I don't want to have to deal with people all the time to make my money.
Yeah.
Like, period. Like, that's why I want to learn to invest and do all that other stuff, because I don't want to deal with anyone to make my money, because it becomes too much. Like, you know, it made me more of like an ornery kind of person.
Yeah.
I was more irritated a lot. When I have to deal with people all the time, like, it just kind of, I become irritated. I love people. Like, I'm a people person, but sometimes it just like wears on you, like, as a person. So it just becomes a lot. And I don't know. It's just like, I just feel like, you know, if you know that you have more of a purpose, then, like, you know, it's like, you know that you want
to
do more.
It's easy to let that shit go.
Yeah, and it wears on you to be like, why am I still doing this? I could just be doing something else. Like, you
so
know
much easier
saying?
To let that shit go.
Yeah, it is.
When you know that this is not your all be all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And a lot of girls really do be stripping because they just don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't know, and they don't
skills.
They don't be good at it. They don't
even the money.
They don't even be good at it.
Or saving the money.
Or try to be. Or investing in. Try to be.
And then they meet a pimp. And they meet a pimp.
And now here you are.
It's such
now
a wishy-washy.
Now you 10 toes down.
So wishy-washy. Yeah. Your money's never going to be consistent. Like, you never know who you're going to be, whose face you're going to be in. You don't know if it's going to be dead. Like, I don't like my anxiety heightened like that.
Exactly.
I was also in a relationship, so, like.
Was he cool with that?
Me too. Oh, no, same.
I
was.
Oh, you had to stop because of that?
I was. Yeah, I just did it because I respect. Like, I'm going to have the respect.
Yeah.
And, you know.
See, if I had a girlfriend, I'd be cool with that.
Yeah,
but if I had a wife, I'd be like,
mine had no choice
because
he was broke.
Period. Nigga, mine too. He was in college. Nigga, shut up.
He had a motherfucking choice.
Oh, man.
So,
no, but
when you want a family, when you want a family and to be married, like,
I'm not going
to
be stripping.
Yeah. I know. So, of course, you're
good. I guess.
All right, Sasha, we're not trying to leave you out of this conversation here. So they have all tried it. Have you thought about doing it? Do you still want to do it to just kind of see what it's like?
I mean, it's definitely crossed my mind, especially like I've had people like tell me like you should consider it. Like you're in Vegas, like why not? Like
your mom
listen,
never know,
my mom, she already killed me because she found out about my OnlyFans. Boy,
oh, subscribe to Sasha's OnlyFans plug.
Okay,
shameless plug.
It.
Okay, Kyle's World. Thank you.
Period.
K-I-Y-A-S World. Thank you.
We'll get to that next. But I want to hear about why you haven't stripped yet.
I don't think that it's not like something that I'm like, okay, no, I would never do it. I think it's, I'd be tired in them hours.
She never really had to do it.
Yeah, and that too. Like, I never really had to do it. And then, like, moving out here and seeing how much more it's like, because it is in the culture out here, it's like more accepting versus coming from like a military town. Yeah. What? Especially like a town where it's like, it could be your stepdad's friends are in the strip club and they see you and it's like, okay, you about to go home and get your ass beat.
Yeah.
but that's
even more of a reason for you to do it, because it'll like liberate you, because it's something you never thought about doing for yourself.
I mean,
she don't need that to liberate her.
I'm not trying to talk you. It's embarrassing. You felt embarrassed?
I don't.
I mean, if it was like me in a small town and then
I'm just saying, like, stripping, like, it might, like, you know what I'm saying? It could be like a bucket list thing for you.
She's liberated.
What is that?
I feel like
if you don't have to,
you should not.
Emotionally?
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and encourage young girls fresh out of high school, 18, like, no, this shit.
Get your ass out of Little Darlings.
Go to school.
No, not high school.
Especially if you're not strong. But
even
if you're not already a strong woman, like,
even then,
it's going to break you.
Yeah, even then, no matter what age you are.
Not definitely not high school.
It don't matter.
But that's Vegas.
I'm sorry if I sounded like I was trying to encourage you. I wasn't, I swear.
But that's Vegas.
Fresh and hot.
I promise I wasn't.
But that's Vegas.
Yo, Little Darlings got that signed up every May. During graduation time. Yo, but it's terrible, but it's also like, yo, this is Vegas. It goes back to my point, yo.
The marketing is incredible.
Yo, it's Vegas, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you expect?
But there's
no morals out here. There's no codes.
But people can leave. If you can leave and you can go and you can experience other places and other things and other people, like, that shit will, that even if it's not long term, that is better than just going straight to the strip club. Yeah. Or just going straight to this.
Yeah,
or straight
but
to that.
You know what, like, the thing, back to like what we were saying about the female rappers and all that, sex sells. And at the end of the day, money rules, and people gotta pay their bills.
Here it's like you can be a stripper and it's like, where are you gonna go? Yeah. You're in Magic City, you fucking are stripping in Florida. Like, there you can be in movies, music videos,
true, TV,
all types of shit. There's so many opportunities, especially if you're dope. Bitches go from stripping to prostituting real quick.
No, but true.
Oh,
but
yep.
But I wanted to talk about what you said earlier about the West Coast, like strip culture. It's all about VIP. It's all about the VIP and like
lap
one of
dances.
VIP. Because I went to Miami and I went to 11 and it was like
I love that club.
I love it, bro.
I
fell in love.
You went to the office? Did you go to the office?
No, I didn't go to the office.
The office is such a great club.
The office?
Yeah.
No, I gotta take another trip. But I went to 11 and I was like, this is a club with strippers. It's not a strip club, you know? And it was so popping.
The culture is so great. Way different.
It was way more like fun, and it was way less like,
I'm trying to
see which one of these girls is a prostitute.
Is gonna go home with me?
Yeah.
Exactly. And I've been in strip clubs out here, and that is literally how it is.
Yeah.
They want to know which bitch they can fuck, which girl they can take home, what girl is willing to take them to the champagne, like what you're willing to do for their money. And it's like, nigga, I am a stripper. Yeah. I am not a fuck. And that's the West Coast thing, or maybe it's a Vegas thing, but people have taken stripping straight to prostitution. Yeah. Yeah, so they automatically link them out here. And yeah. it's like, I'm an exotic dancer. I'm a stripper. And a lot of people don't respect that out here because it's so closely associated to prostituting.
It's bullshit. They think it's like, oh, that's what you call.
And then you're rude.
Call.
And then they don't want to give you money if you're not like kissing their ass. And it's like, nigga, I'm dancing. I'm here to dance.
That's it.
I'm
here to fucking.
Players
club. That's it.
I'd be ready to fight niggas out here. In a club, and I don't even dance out here, and I'd be ready to fight niggas in a club. Yeah, we've performed in strip clubs.
Yeah,
because I am an advocate of making the strip clubs feel like clubs. Yeah. I want to perform. I want to, I want to get out.
Why are clubs like that? Why are our clubs? Because
men
that?
Are like that.
Opposed to Atlanta or Miami.
Because first of all, I'm not just even going to blame it all on the club, because a lot of women go to it as an easy option too. Mm-hmm. So. Again, a lot of people, it's not degraded out here, but it's degraded out here. Like I said, you can go be a stripper in Atlanta and, like, niggas is going to hype you up, especially if you could do your shit. But if you're, like, going to go be a stripper out here, it's, like, it's frowned upon. People automatically think you're going to, like, do drugs or get into prostitution or you're a hoe or, like, all this stuff. So it's not respected. Even the talented ones, though.
Oh, and because you know a lot of places like in Miami and Atlanta, all them, they use like the strip club to like break records and shit like that.
Yeah, true.
You know, a lot of the artists go there to like see what's popping. Like for that reason, you know, like I said, this is a hustle mentality out here. Like it's about get it quick, get it fast. Yeah. Like out there, it's like there's such a huge music culture out there already, and they use every bit that they can get. Every artist uses every bit of the culture and the community they can get.
Yeah.
The strip club, if you know you can get shit popping in a strip club. The strip club is the club. You know, where I'm from, you can smoke in a strip club, do all that shit. You feel me? Like, it's different. So it is the environment to be in, because, you know, people come there for a performance because it's already such a big community, such a big, like, music thing for it. That, you know, when artists go to their break records, that's what it's about, performance. Like,
but our strip clubs do not fuck with
the hip hop,
the girls, you know, the black girls, the people that will really turn their shit up. They just want the girls that are aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
And so that's why they lose out on a lot. And that's why, you know, our artists and stuff, it's hard for them.
It's gonna change pretty soon.
I think so too. When Seamless was popping, I used to tell fucking Nico and Teddy all the time, like, I used to tell Teddy, like, let the ladies LV open up for you anytime you want to perform there, solely so that you can have a visual with your music.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after off camera. But, okay. So so I want to get back to your OnlyFans, Sasha.
Oh, no. I didn't forget about you.
So your OnlyFans is popping right now, and I'm guilty. I've subscribed to a couple, but I've had to end my subscriptions to everything, and I've unfollowed a lot of girls on Instagram because I just feel like I'm becoming numb to it and all this, and it's just like it's too much for me, like for my brain.
That.
Like I don't like. You know what I mean? Maybe it's my age, but I don't know.
I respect that.
But at the same time, I respect you know, you the hustle. Like, you're going to get it how you get it. Like, it's cool. It's probably even better than stripping because you're in a safe environment or doing whatever else. You know what I mean? As far as sex is concerned, but.
Yeah, and I mean, I've never stripped, but, like, I feel like with OnlyFans, you have way more creative control because you can do whatever.
Yeah.
From, like, photo shoots to, like, you know, taking pictures of yourself at home to, like, videos. And the videos can range from, like, anything. And sometimes, like, I'll, like, drop, like, videos on there first and then drop, like, a snippet on Instagram and then the video
Real
on
OnlyFans.
Yeah, and then on OnlyFans, it just goes up. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah,
like,
so what was the decision to make the OnlyFans? To create the account? Was it just like, yo, that's a bag waiting for me? Or was it just like, yo?
I mean, kind of, yeah. But then also, like, my grandma, like, passed away. And she was, like, helping me. Because, like, I took, like, a huge pay cut to, like, be at home with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she was just, like, helping me pay more of the bills. Like, so I could stay home and cater to her more.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would do over and over again. Mm-hmm. But when she passed away, I lost that.
Yeah.
And I also didn't keep my family in the loop about it because I knew they would have been pissed knowing that I took, but it was their mother, so like whatever. So it's like, okay, this is another, plus it's just like I'm getting more comfortable with like my body and my sexuality, like all that, like why not? So yeah.
That's dope.
But it's
fun.
Like
dope.
It's fun. Like but when my mom found out, that was funny.
Your mom found out?
Oh my God.
did she find out?
I'm pretty sure she like stalks my social media. Yeah. So, and I have the link in my bio. Right. So,
well,
it's
you're
like,
not really hiding it then.
Yeah. So it's just like, but you, I don't know her.
You
like,
knew it
Instagram.
Was coming. Like, you knew you were going to have to deal with that at some point.
You and did. Then, yeah. You yeah and then she was like, you're doing porn. Oh my God. You're an adult entertainer. Like,
yeah. So what, mom? So what? So what?
Period.
And I was just like, I ended up blocking her. So. Yeah. Temporarily.
No, yo, my mom.
My mom
got a stalker account on me and my brothers and sisters, and I had to stop. I had to like block her from watching my stories. Like she's the only one that can't watch my stories. So.
Yeah, no, my mom crazy. Like
she just loves you though. She loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's protective. So. You're in Vegas, like from. She's from Texas and shit. Like.
Well, she's no. I mean, yeah, but like she's actually German. Like she's full German. Like her whole family lives in like this small town. So it's like. They have, it's crazy because they have,
world.
Yeah, it's very like restricted. Like I grew up, like I didn't really like party unless I was like flying overseas to see my dad in Germany. It was like legal. So that's when I was partying. But even when I was at home, like with my mom, like I couldn't do nothing. Yeah. I had to like ask to spend the night at Sills or like my other
you
best
friend's moms, you shouldn't have sheltered her so much as a kid.
I mean, period. She shouldn't have. Like, but I would have to like, then stay the night at my friend's house, like go to like Club Hypnotic and Colleen and stuff.
And
like
just
Club Hypnotic.
Club right? Frozen.
Don't ever forget Club Frozen.
Period. Don't ever
disrespect.
They need but see, you know what? They need something like that again out here. They need they need these things. Cause it's like, okay, Vegas is gonna be Vegas, fine. Let Vegas be Vegas. But
kids have something.
Kids some.
Well, I think people started getting shot up there. That was a problem.
Yeah, got a little ghetto.
Yeah, we don't need Club Frozen back, but we need a club.
Like that.
We need a teen club.
What? So, what do you post on your OnlyFans though? Is it like
it gets real up close and personal?
No, is it porn for real?
No,
I'm just asking.
No facts though.
No, basically, yeah. Like,
oh, you be fucking on there?
I mean myself. Nah, I'm a listen.
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm
the only shit. What's on it, bitch?
I'm the only star solo act. Like,
okay.
So like, and when guys be asking me,
so you got that little stand up thing? You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just kidding.
No, not yet.
We getting excited.
No, but I've done like with photographers that I'm like comfortable with. I've done like photo shoots.
Vaughn,
like,
you fuck with Vaughn, but does Vaughn fuck with you on that?
No.
Okay.
No.
No, I'm just asking. I'm drunk. I'm not even. I'm not even gonna hold you. I'm drunk.
Never.
I gotta call an Uber to back to the crib.
But like stuff like that, or just like videos, like
yo, that's dope, man. I hope you know that really sets you free financially, because yo, the girls out here making buku money.
Dad.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, I met this girl a couple weeks ago and she was making $15,000 a month.
Yeah, like it's definitely growing, like for sure. Like it's
but do you
definitely another source of income.
Do you feel like it's like becoming oversaturated?
For sure,
especially like with like a lot more of these celebrities doing it. I just be kind of getting irritated. Like, you don't need this.
Yeah, like come on, bro.
Like, for real. Get the fuck out. Like
let the local company, let the local businesses make some money.
For
and shit,
real, like, and it's dope to like also know like OnlyFans isn't just for like porn or like people be plugging in their workouts.
Yeah.
Or like cooking or redecorating, but it's dope because
That's not what it was originally for.
They're also oversaturating.
Yeah. But it's like, it's still dope. Like, they have that stuff. Like,
OnlyFans should delete those people.
They should. I agree.
Just don't delete my account.
No, they should delete people that aren't doing like something like that. Like, if you're doing a cooking show, like.
No, because that's what the original intention of the actual like page. It was not a sex worker who just took it over. The original thing was just for anybody, for anybody to do whatever you want. Because the people who make the most money on OnlyFans aren't sex workers.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard.
So like that's not what the platform is for. That's why you have Patreon, which is the same thing, which is a subscription thing. But there's like probably like no sex workers, barely any on Patreon. But like the sex workers just kind of took it over, which I'm here for. But like that's not what the original intention of OnlyFans was for.
Man, sex is the most powerful thing
in the whole world. It's what brings us life. It's what brings us the most like physical pleasure. Yeah, for sure.
It's crazy. Do you have OnlyFans?
No.
Why haven't you crossed over?
I've done sex work like, you know, for like years, and I'm just like over it. Don't care. Don't want to like do anymore. Just want to be
sex work, meaning like what?
Like I said,
unless elaborate.
I've never been like an escort or nothing like that.
But you know what?
Like
no, that. I'm gonna say
I've
this.
I've done cam grilling. I've done before. Like yeah. So I've done like I do dominatrix work. So like I've done that before. Whatever. So like yeah.
Did you have to like tie up like an old white dude and stick balls in his mouth and shit?
No, I've done
and
that.
And spank him and shit.
I'm dead. I've done all of that online, but I do a lot of like financial domination. So it's not even about I don't have to meet men. I don't meet men in person. I don't do none of that. A lot of men just like give me money because just to be mean to them. So I just be like, I'm like, yeah, like, what up, loser? I was like, you can ask a guy. Some men love it when you're like,
yeah,
when you're so rude to them and just like
fetishes and shit.
Yeah, they love it, especially when they have like when they have money. Men will be like, I'll work 45 hours this week just to give you money. Like some men are like, I'm like, all right. But you know, it's just like it's
I feel
a thing
bad for those guys. Man.
You know what? To a degree, I do too, but I only do. But you
guys
know,
are predators.
I don't feel bad for them.
I've never messed with a man who has a regular job like that. I've never like financially dominated a guy who works like a regular job because I feel I'm too empathetic for that. I'm like, baby boy, you probably barely making ends meet. But if
something,
I know,
something might be mentally wrong.
But if I, but a lot of them are like you know insecure and like feel like they're not, they won't be good enough unless they do certain things. But if you have a lot of money, oh yeah, get out of here.
Yeah,
get on somewhere.
You got some coins to spare.
You just like this shit because you're just weird. I'm like, it has nothing to do with like your insecurity.
It's a power thing. Yeah.
Men be powerful at home and just want to be powerless.
I'm like realizing that about myself too. Well, I'm realizing that about myself as a man too. Like the whole power thing, you know, because then you. You know, this whole election kind of got me thinking, like, Donald Trump don't give a fuck about, like, he don't give a fuck about money. He don't give a fuck about people liking him. All he gives a fuck about is power. That's all he ever
cared
about.
Literally, and being in charge. Yeah.
And, like, the next thing up, I'm glad he didn't get elected because the next thing up from being the president of the United States is world domination.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, we do not need a dictator.
I'm out of there. Because it's in human nature to want to dominate.
Yeah.
That's how, like, if you think 400 years ago when the Europeans came to America is conquering. It's domination.
Period.
You know what I mean?
Period. And nothing more.
Yeah, it does so.
Period.
You know.
Period.
But yo, I'm faded. Yo, what? How long has it been? We're at 7 o'clock.
A pee.
Huh? Okay. All right. Let's wrap this up. Let's wrap this up, man.
We talked so much about sex work. Or not even sex work. I love it.
Those conversations need to be had too.
Especially
from you guys because you guys got a lot of. You know, probably young girls looking up to you guys and probably want to come to your studio and probably just are scared or, you know what I mean, don't feel like they're, like, ready, you know? So, yeah.
We're, like, the greatest, like, literally the ladies' room, bro. Ladies' room is the greatest energy ever.
Yeah. And honestly, you know, the ladies' room, what sets the ladies' room aside is we are authentic. We don't mind having these conversations, whether they're, you know, uncomfortable or not. Mm-hmm. We don't mind having these conversations. We don't mind being, like, not the spokesperson, but we don't mind speaking about things that like most people feel like they can't speak about.
Yeah.
We don't mind sharing that experience, and we don't mind like you know bonding with you guys about that experience.
Yeah. We're always ourselves.
100%. Yeah, this was dope. I appreciate you guys coming through, taking the time out.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, for sure. Is there anything you guys want to plug before we get up out of here?
Classes are Tuesdays and Fridays at Prodigy Training Center. Tuesdays at 8 p.m. and Fridays at 9 p.m. You can follow the Ladies Room LV to keep up with all of our shit in the Ladies LV to keep up with us specifically.
Hello.
Yes. And also, Courtney and I will be coming out with our, our own podcast, Ladies After Dark. No disrespect.
Period, shameless plug.
You feel me?
No disrespect. I would never take disrespect to that.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? I'm not sitting up here.
I'm not a competition dude.
Exactly. I hope. But you know, just out of like respect, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to come out with our own Ladies After
Dark. Yo, they got their own podcast coming out, yo. What is it called?
Ladies After Dark.
Ooh, that sounds dope. That sounds dope.
Ladies After Dark. We're going to talk about, we want to educate women, but we also want to just like have conversations, have these same literally conversations, but like more open, and it's for women, by women, women of color especially, like that's gang. Mm-hmm.
Period. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Ladies After Dark coming 2021.
That's it. You guys good over there? You guys want to plug anything? No, shout out to moms.
They got it down. my girls.
Yeah. Shout out to moms from Sasha. Shout out to Sasha moms.
Shout out to you for having us. Thank you for having us on here.
100%. I want to have you guys back. Like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, well, it was November.
This was fun.
You know?
This was fun.
Come back.
Yeah.
I like this.
This is fun.
I like this open mic.
Go ahead.
OnlyFans.com/Kaya's World. K-I-Y-A-S.
Get it out, bitch.
World. Yes, thank you.
Hey, hey, yes. Till next time. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, I need some water in the bathroom. I gotta pee.